Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You on the fan the second night in a row, same day actually. Was on the air last night 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. and I got you now for the next 4 hours until 10 p.m. and you can tweet me or find me on Instagram at PatBoyle44. The phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Again, that's 888-808-1019. And hopefully you know by now that you can listen no matter where you are, anytime on the Odyssey app. Lay out the show for you real quick. 7:20, an hour and 20 minutes from now, the incomparable Ian Begley, Knicks insider for SNY, will be with us live to give us the latest on the OG Anunoby injury, which there is some breaking news as of about 20 minutes ago. OG Anunoby listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Rockets. Yeah. Okay. Listed as questionable, though. We will get into that with Ian, and I will give you my full takes on that in about an hour from now before we talk to Ian, but he'll have the latest, and you'll hear it straight from the source, Ian Begley, the latest on the Anunoby injury. Maybe we get a result from an MRI that he was or wasn't going to have. I would hope so. I'm hoping, praying, fingers crossed, holding my breath that we maybe get some more news on an OG Anunoby MRI result before we talk to Ian. But Ian Begley's going to come on. And then also, we're going to spin it forward to Thursday. I'm going to ask Ian Begley the latest on the Knicks trade deadline rumors, as it is less than 4 days away now. Thursday, 3 p.m. Who are the Knicks going to add? And does this OG Anunoby injury exacerbate a trade for the Knicks? And does Jericho Sims get moved? That seems likely. Does Mitchell Robinson get moved, who has still not been cleared for contact? And Tibbs said yesterday he's close. Either way, there is a lot to talk about with the Knicks, and there's a lot to talk about, to continue to talk about and unpack from the craziest trade I've ever seen in my life, arguably the craziest trade in NBA history, and one of the craziest trades in all of sports in the last 30 years. Luka Doncic to the Lakers, Anthony Davis to the Mavericks. I was on the air at midnight just, you know, today when it broke from Shams Charania. So that was fun. You can use the Odyssey app and rewind to that, but there's still a lot to break down with that and what factors it could have with the Knicks, because the Knicks now might be making a trade with the Lakers. More on that when we talk with Ian Begley in an hour and 20 minutes. Then we'll talk with Ryan Dunleavy at 8:20, NFL reporter for the New York Post. Previously covered the Giants, now obviously covers the Giants and the Jets and the rest of the NFL. He'll be on his way to New Orleans right after we get off the phone with him. So we'll ask. I'm going to ask Ryan about everything going on with the Jets. Aaron Glenn and this coaching staff, which you got another new hire just hours ago. Charles London is now the quarterback's coach for the Jets. And what the decision will be with Aaron Rodgers, as well as the Giants draft. What they're going to do at 3, do they get a quarterback? And plus, of course, we'll preview the Super Bowl before we talk to Ryan. I'm going to do that at 8 o'clock, so we'll have a full football hour from 8 o'clock on, and your calls at 888-808-1019. But I do want to start with the Jets, because they continue to make news here over just the last few hours. And like I just said moments ago, new quarterback coach is now going to be Charles London, who was previously the quarterback's coach with the Seattle Seahawks and is a guy that doesn't have a whole lot of experience. The former running back who's only been a quarterback's coach for a couple of years. And even then, hasn't really worked with a lot of promising quarterbacks or hasn't had a whole lot of promise in his time as a quarterback's coach. But either way, you got him, Charles London, the quarterback's coach. The big thing for me is that the Jets hired Tanner Engstrom as their offensive coordinator. He was formerly the passing game coordinator with the Lions. And we start with this. I can't blindly believe that Aaron Glenn will be any different from Robert Saleh or Todd Bowles. And we'll get into more of that in a bit. But right now, where my mind is going is I love how it feels with this coaching staff, with this new regime, with Aaron Glenn and the new GM, Darren Mugi. I love how it feels when it comes to Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback position because it feels like they are pushing Aaron Rodgers out the door and basically saying, hey, the tea leaves, reading them, the math is mathing, the equation is lining up. They're telling Rodgers, hey, pal, we really don't want you back, man. So why don't you go ahead and either retire or we're going to cut you. And honestly, I love it. I think it is the best decision possible for this new head coach, for this new GM, first-time general manager, first-time head coach, first-time offensive coordinator in the NFL with Tanner Engstrom. So it's a first-time play caller and an inexperienced quarterbacks coach for really which none of these guys have ever really worked with Aaron Rodgers. None of them. None of them have ever really even crossed paths with him. And it feels like all these hires that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi are making are signaling to Aaron Rodgers, here's the door, pal. Beat it. And I love it because I have previously said here on The Fan that I think the Jets' best chance of getting back to the playoffs next year, ending a freaking 14-year playoff drought, is with Justin Fields at quarterback, but for the most part, with not Aaron Rodgers under center. And now it feels like this new coaching staff, which again, I'm skeptical to believe that they're going to have success. Despite a fiery press conference and, you know, a leader of men and conjuring feelings of guys that want to run through a brick wall and a former Jets player who then was a scout at the advice of Bill Parcells, who is a disciple of. It's, I love the direction that they're going in. I love the direction that they're going in when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. Because I feel, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Hell, maybe in another week or two from now, Aaron Rodgers says, I want to come back to the Jets. And the Jets say, all right, well, it's maybe the safest option possible. There's not a whole lot of great options outside of that. Let's run it back one more year with Rodgers. That could happen. And I could look like a fool. But I do think right now the direction it's heading in with these hires, specifically on the offensive side, Tanner Engstrom being the offensive coordinator, first-time play caller, and the system that he had in Detroit, which is very different from the offensive system that Aaron Rodgers has been running, and now this quarterback's coach, Charles London, no relationships with Rodgers, different offense than what Rodgers has run. This feels to me like they are kicking Rodgers out and basically lining it up for him and spelling it out for him. We don't want you. And I love it. And I love it. And I don't think there is a scenario in which if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Jets next year, that they make the playoffs. I don't. I said it last year, before the season, a guy that's 40 years old coming off a torn Achilles. This is the guy. This is now who teams and this is who fans are saying is going to lead the Jets to a Super Bowl. All the hype machine that ran through this city with Rodgers because of, he only played 4 plays last year, so now we have to redo the hype, and he's just going to be as good as he ever was in his prime in Green Bay. When in his last season in Green Bay, you know, you already saw the drop-off in production, and the Packers failed to make the playoffs, and Rodgers threw 12 interceptions, which was the highest amount he threw since his rookie season in 2008. And he wasn't very good in 2022 with the Packers anyway. And on top of it, now he's 40, coming off a torn Achilles. And that's fine. You wanted to blindly believe it because as a Jets fan, that's what you've been conditioned to try to do. And he has been the best quarterback you've had in God knows how long. Now, since Vinny? Since Chad Pennington? But even then, wasn't very good last year. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the excuses of, you know, the fourth quarter defense killed us and the special teams killed us. And, you know, it was always Robert Saleh. We never could win with him as a head coach. And Nate Hackett sucked. And, you know, things just got off course. But Rodgers played really, really well at the end of the season. It's worth bringing him back. Well, what about the first 7 weeks of the season? What about the disastrous performance that he put on in London against the Vikings? Now, what about the mediocre performance that he put in display against the Broncos early in the year? Or at the Pittsburgh Steelers where the Jets got absolutely annihilated and Rodgers made some horrible, boneheaded decision-making that only when the season was far out of reach and there was no pressure and no expectations anymore to do anything, Rodgers had a couple of nice games against the Jacksonville Jaguars, one of the laughing stocks of the league, and in Week 18 against the Dolphins, literally the most meaningless game of the season. Aaron Rodgers coming back at 41 is not going to be any better than Aaron Rodgers last year. And the Jets will not be any closer to making the playoffs than they were last year. Justin Fields at quarterback, who is cheap, who you can sign to a 1 or a 2 year deal, because he's coming off a 1 year deal with the Steelers where he got benched through 6 games, and I think unfairly so, because he was a better option than Russell Wilson in the last 5 games of the year where the Steelers couldn't even move the ball and they got crushed over and over and over again on their way to limping through the season, through the end of the season. You're telling me Justin Fields isn't a better option in 2025 this year than Aaron Rodgers? I think you're nuts. I think you're nuts if you want to run it back with Aaron Rodgers. And I think this coaching staff thinks the same way that Pat Boyle does. And now they're making the moves to reflect that and line up the tea leaves for Rodgers to go and try to find somewhere else to play or retire. And I think it's the best thing possible for this team in 2025. I think the Jets can be a playoff team with the roster that they have, the core nucleus, the defense, which, yes, as uninspiring and underperforming as they were last year, I still think that this Jets defense is a top 10 unit, despite the lack of discipline. With Aaron Glenn as the head coach and with Steve Wilks as the defensive coordinator, I think this defense, with the talent that it has alone, is going to play more like the Jets defense from 2023 and 2022. Or, yeah, of course, they weren't the 85 Bears, and that was one of the dumbest comments that, you know, somebody could ever make. They were still a top 10 unit. Yards per game, points allowed per game. And most of those guys are coming back. And if the Jets defense performs even the same as it did last year, but a slightly bit better with a new scheme, with a defensive-minded head coach and a defensive coordinator, then it's up to the offense. And last year, the offense failed them. The offense failed them. You can make all the excuses you want in the world for Aaron Rodgers, but the offense failed them. So I love that Woody Johnson, where it really, finally, even though the hiring cycle was ass backwards and they put the head coach before the GM and paired two guys together, you know, like a forced marriage, which I have a lot of problems with. But either way, now that it's put together, you can't go back and change it. And now for this, the way that this coaching staff is being filled out, again, not necessarily that I like it, but I love in the way that in direction that it's looked like it's going, and that is we're moving on from Aaron Rodgers, and we're either going to try to sign Justin Fields, or they're going to try to draft a quarterback, whatever the decision is. Honestly, for me, I know this might sound a bit crazy, but honestly, anything other than Aaron Rodgers to me is an upgrade from what this offense looked like last year. Anything. Anything. Because not only was Aaron Rodgers' performance wasn't good enough, but now the reins have been taken away from him. Now his power has been taken away from him, and that's become obvious. And that's another thing that I love about Aaron Glenn and how him and Darren Mougie are operating. And Aaron Glenn said it in his press conference. He goes, this ain't about Aaron Rodgers. This is about building a roster. Basically saying, this is my team. This is our team, me and Mougie. This is our team, and we are not going to be held to a czar or dictator like Aaron Rodgers and have to bring in all of his buddies like Joe Douglas had to do, kneel down and bow to Aaron Rodgers and do everything he wanted, hire his buddy Nate Hackett to be the offensive coordinator, who they literally took his play-calling duties away, and they finally removed him off the team website. all the decisions that came from the Jets in terms of offense over the last 2 years was basically Aaron Rodgers granting all of his desires. And I'm glad that this coaching staff and this new regime is getting away from that and taking the power back and building this franchise, building this organization how they want to. And another thing, because I keep seeing it over and over and over again here now the last few days, you know what another reason why it's the best thing possible to move on from Aaron Rodgers? Because it basically guarantees me that Garrett Wilson is going to stay on this team and he's not going to try to demand any kind of a trade, or he's not going to demand out of the Jets. Because to me, if you pick Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougie say to Rodgers, you know what, we want you back, you know what you're also doing? You're picking Aaron Rodgers over Garrett Wilson, and you're basically telling Garrett Wilson, sorry, we picked the 41-year-old quarterback coming off of, you know, second year now off a torn Achilles who won 5 games with us last year, rather than your stud, all-pro, third-season wide receiver who I genuinely believe is a top-10 receiver in football. And once again, despite Rodgers bringing in another buddy, Devontae Adams, and throwing him passes, just trying to get his 500th touchdown pass, Garrett Wilson still had 1,100 yards last year. 1,100 yards when his targets went down dramatically after Devontae Adams got there. Went down dramatically. And all the tension and the anxiety and the drama that has been going on with Garrett Wilson and the Jets, you put that to bed by moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And you don't have to worry about a future where Garrett Wilson asks out and or demands a trade. Or even just the thought of having to deal with that. So if it's Aaron Rodgers or Garrett Wilson, I'm picking Garrett Wilson. I'm going to pick the 24-year-old stud receiver who in 3 seasons has gone over 1,000 yards every single year and has scored 14 touchdowns in his first 3 seasons. And made Zach Wilson look okay even for stretches, to the point where the Zach Wilson debate raged on because Garrett Wilson was so damn good. Yeah, I'm picking the 24-year-old all-pro receiver over the 41-year-old quarterback who failed and bombed with you last year, is old and is washed up and is stuck in his ways and has to try to run an offense that he wants. And if you look at the offense that Tanner Engstrand and the Lions ran, it's a lot of under center. It's a lot of play action. The Lions ran the most plays under center in the NFL, and they ran the most amount of play action. The Jets barely ran play action, and they barely went under center. So I think, really, I'm reading these tea leaves here, and Tanner Engstrom becoming the offensive coordinator and all the hires, and the way that Aaron Glenn has spoken about this team, it's signaling to me that they're pushing Aaron Rodgers out the door, and it's the best thing possible for the Jets in 2025 and beyond. 888-808-1019. If they wanted to kowtow and they wanted to bend the knee to Aaron Rodgers, they would have hired an offensive coordinator that ran an offense similar to Rodgers. Not a first-time play caller who runs an offense, who runs a system that is completely different from what Rodgers is used to. And maybe they would have hired as the quarterback's coach, they would have brought in one of his buddies or somebody that he's worked with in the past. They are making all of these hires without Aaron Rodgers. And specifically when it comes to the offense, I think the Jets and Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougie are signaling that they are done with Rodgers. And damn it, I love it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls right away here. How do you feel? Because I know a lot of Jets fans want Aaron Rodgers back. You think it's the safe option? It gives the Jets the best chance to win next year? Because you do think that the defense was to blame. The amount of blown leads and the defense not being able to get off the field, you know, in some of those games down the stretch, like against the Colts and against the Seahawks. And it's not Aaron Rodgers' fault. It was the special team's fault, or how undisciplined, or it was Robert Saleh. It was anybody but Aaron Rodgers. And to that I tell you, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You're not getting anywhere closer to the playoffs this year with Rodgers. Oh, but Rodgers, you know, look at his numbers. He was pretty good. He wasn't that bad. You know, he threw 28 touchdowns. He threw for almost 4,000 yards. A lot of stat padding in those last couple of games. A lot of stat padding. And when it mattered most in the beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers could not deliver, and his body could not hold up for him to be 100%. and for an offensive line, unless the Jets all of a sudden roll out a top five offensive line, you know what the case is going to be next year? You're going to need a quarterback that's mobile. You're going to need a quarterback that can use his legs, and Rodgers cannot do that at this point of his career. He can't. So unless you completely fix the offensive line, Rodgers is once again going to have to operate under pressure and constantly be under duress, and he can't escape that. Whereas, yes, if you and I am dying for the Jets to sign Justin Fields. With Justin Fields under center, the Jets win 10 games, they're in the playoffs. And I'll stand by that. I'll stand by that all the way through the entire season if the Jets sign Justin Fields. I think the kid is great. I think he never got a true shot at Chicago. I think he went through multiple head coaches and multiple coordinators. And yes, is at this point, the one thing that Rodgers is better is just, you know, purely throwing the football. Purely throwing the football than Justin Fields. But what Justin Fields can do with his legs, the improvement that he showed this year with Pittsburgh before Mike Tomlin, who, by the way, is just now, I love Tomlin. He's a great coach if you want to stabilize your franchise. But that was the worst decision they made this year, was benching Fields and going to Russell Wilson. Despite the fact that Russ came in and initially the offense looked great and didn't skip a beat, what happened at the end of the year was always written on the wall. So I think Justin Fields has still to this point never really gotten a true shot, a true crack at seeing if he can make the playoffs. And then you look around the league and you see what Sam Darnold has done to rejuvenate his career. You saw what Geno Smith did 2 years ago to rejuvenate his career. That is the type of season that Justin Fields is going to have if the Jets sign him and he's their quarterback and he gets to throw to Garrett Wilson and he gets to throw and hand it off to Breece Hall. And if the Jets find a way to keep Davante Adams, even if they push Rodgers out the door, if Davante Adams wants to stay, because at this point he's out of quarterbacks that he played with in college or that he played with beforehand. So what are you going to do, Davante? You plug Justin Fields into this current iteration of this offense and they are better. They are better because of what he can do with his legs and the drop-off in terms of the throwing ability, the arm talent between Rodgers and Justin Fields ain't that great. It ain't that big. So, and Justin Fields can use play action. Justin Fields can operate under center because you don't have to worry about the Achilles exploding once again. You don't have to worry about your quarterback being 41. You can worry about, you know, your quarterback at this point is a very spry 25-year-old who in six games this year threw for 1,100 yards, threw for five touchdowns, and just one interception. And I thought played at a really damn high level. A really damn high level. And got a raw deal once again. So it feels like to me, it's inevitable at this point that Rodgers is done with the Jets. And I hope it plays out that way. And I hope he wakes up and sees the writing that's been on the wall from Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi and the hires that they've made. And he can try to save face however he wants. He can try to, you know, he can say he's going to retire or that, you know what, he doesn't think it's working out. I'll tell you how it's going to go. I don't think Rodgers is going to retire. I believe Aaron Rodgers wants to try to play at least one more year because of how brutal the last two seasons were with the Jets, and he doesn't want his career to end like that. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do the old save face and the narcissistic playbook act from him. It's going to be, well, you know what? I just don't think it's working out with the Jets, and you know they're in a different course, and they've got a brand new regime. And you know, at this point in my career, what maybe one or two seasons left, I think I'm better suited for a different team with different needs. Rather than saying, oh, you know what, yeah, the Jets told me to kick rocks, so here I am begging the Tennessee Titans or begging the Raiders or begging whatever other team is desperate enough to try to sign him and whatever pay cut he'd be willing to take. That's what's going to happen. 888-808-1019. So, yes, let's get it kicked off with your calls here. It's Pat Boyle with you on The Fan, and we go to another Pat. Pat on Long Island is the first caller on this Sunday evening show. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
Good. How are you? Last year I went to seven Jet games, seven Jet home games, and as the season went on, it was like watching a dying animal with Aaron Rodgers under center. Look, I don't know what the new regime is going to do, if they bring him back or not. I would lean towards not bringing him back because it feels like what the Giants coaching staff kind of went through with Jones, like. You pushed all in, you had the one great year, and then it completely backfired. And even if you bring back Rodgers, you're not going to have a great year. Maybe at best you win 8-9 games, but I wouldn't mind if they took a flyer on Jackson Dart early. I mean, I think he's going to be a stud. I think he's so slept on. Fields, I wouldn't mind. You know, younger, mobile quarterback. And when you say about the play action game, the Jets last year had zero play action. Their run game was pretty brutal because they were so predictable. Breece Hall had so many just brutal games. And look, I mean, I'm just trusting this new regime. Whatever they do, I'm backing it. Hopefully they get a younger mobile quarterback. And yeah, that's all I got on that.
Yeah, Pat, I appreciate that, man. Good stuff. You know, the Jackson Dart route, you know, again, considering the Jets are going to be picking number 7, and I had it here before in terms of all selections that they have. Connor Green is producing. Connor, when you get a chance, can you just list me or let me know all the Jets picks in the 2025 draft? But, you know, I'm pretty sure that they have most of their middle round picks. So then you'd be looking at drafting a quarterback in the second or the third round. You know, by the way, 1 year after they tried Jordan Travis, the kid from Florida State who had the gruesome leg injury, and then we basically found out towards the end of the year, you know what, yeah, you know, he had setbacks and basically didn't even see the practice field. So you still have Jordan Travis on the roster. Not that I would be opposed to then drafting another quarterback in the second year in a row, but I think that there are more than capable enough options here in free agency for the Jets to go after. And look, if Justin Fields, you know, I heard the Steelers owner Art Rooney II say last week, you know, we would like to keep both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but chances are we're only going to be able to get one of them. And hopefully for the Jets' sake, they do make that mistake again and they do go with Russell Wilson and they let Justin Fields walk, because then I think it makes it even easier for him to sign with the Jets. But if it's not, you know, if Justin Fields, if the Steelers do keep him, you know, then you're looking at a much less desirable options. Then you're looking at the Jets bringing in Russell Wilson if they go with Justin Fields, or you're looking at the Jets having to pivot to maybe trying and seeing, kicking the doors, having a conversation with Sam Darnold. I highly doubt that's going to happen. I think the Vikings end up franchise tagging him. But if it's not Justin Fields, you know, there ain't a lot of great options out there. I mean, I'm really high on Fields, but then you're looking at Jameis Winston. You're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo, who's completely immobile, just as bad as Rodgers. I think that would be a terrible decision. You know, you're looking at Mason Rudolph. So for me, like, I am pleading, I am imploring, I am begging Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn to sign Justin Fields. I think he's clear-cut the best option outside of Darnold in this free agency class, and I think Sam Darnold coming back to the Jets is basically impossible. Whether or not the Vikings keep him or not, franchise tag or sign him to a contract extension. But if they don't get Justin Fields, I wouldn't be totally opposed to drafting another quarterback if there is one that Darren Mooji loves. You know, if it is Jackson Dart in the second and the third round, and the Jets say, you know what, we love this kid. And yeah, he's, you know, there is really no clear-cut franchise quarterback in this draft. Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders are going to be gone within the first two or three picks. So after that, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, do you even wait even longer? Maybe Will Howard, Ohio State. But I think for a Jets team that has talent on the roster that can make the playoffs, and win 10 games, I think that that's possible with Justin Fields under center. And, you know, again, I love the decisions and the hires that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji are making right now, because a totally different scheme than what Aaron Rodgers has been used to with the Lions passing game coordinator Tanner Engstrom, who's now the offensive coordinator and is going to call the plays, and kind of a head-scratching decision on the quarterback coach hire from the Seahawks, Charles London. I almost said Charles Tirrett, which I know is one of our sponsors for, like, men's fashion. But I think those moves, in addition to everything that Aaron Glenn has said so far, they're pushing Rodgers out the door. I think it's the best thing possible for the Jets. I think reuniting with Rodgers, it's that safe option. It's that safe but limited option. It's like if you go back to your girlfriend or your significant other and you know it's probably not going to work and you got too many issues to work through, but you know what? It's the safe option. We'll try it again. To me, it's disastrous. Even if Rodgers, you know, I know a lot of Jets fans, oh, well, just Rodgers will rip up the contract. He'll sign. He'll take another pay cut. You sure about that? You sure about that? The guy's taken a couple of pay cuts already, and now they've basically told him, hey, you're not pulling the strings anymore, pal. This ain't your team. We're not taking all your buddies in. We're not bringing Alan Lazard in. We're not bringing Nate Hackett in. You're the quarterback, and that's all you are. And you think then, now do you want to come back and play for us? And you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to say, sure, and you know what? I'll emasculate myself even more. I'll take another pay cut on top of the two pay cuts I've already taken. I think that's nonsense. So then all the money you're pouring into Aaron Rodgers to have him on the team this year, and then if you were to cut him after this year, what you're going to pay in the salary cap and the dead cap hit, rather than if you just move on from him this year. Soften the blow. Soften the blow for next year and beyond. Take the cap hit this year. Because I still think that there's talent on this roster that can be competing for a playoff spot and can be in the playoffs. 888-808-1019. We've got some folks that I think disagree. We'll get to those calls on the other side. Plus, another potential former head coach, former Super Bowl winner that the Jets could add to their coaching staff. Not as a coordinator, those positions are already filled, but somebody that could make a world of difference. I'll tell you who that is on the other side here. We're going till 10 p.m. It's Pat Boyle opening up with Aaron Rodgers here and the Jets. I think Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji are moving on, and I love the hires that they're making that is signaling that, and I think Aaron Rodgers is done as a Jet. I think he is now going to have to pack his bags and either retire or try to find a different team to play for. More of your calls next on the other side, 888-808-1019. This is The Fan of New York.